Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KAOC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059. Hello. Welcome to a Wednesday. We are 2 weeks from Christmas.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Today's December 11th. Oh, look how festive Jamie looks this morning.
Ho, ho, ho.
You look very festive today.
Ho, ho. Well, because we have that photo shoot.
Yeah.
I see you dressed up for it.
No, I got my good shirt on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I only have one good shirt, Jamie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I drug it out this morning.
Nice.
Took
nice.
Me a while to find it, though. I will tell you that. I haven't worn it in a while.
Yeah.
But when I peel off the top layer,
yeah.
I'm looking good,
oh, nice,
man.
Nice,
I'm looking good for the video shoot today.
Yeah.
But I don't have the festive wardrobe that you have.
Well, this is kind of an ugly sweater, to be honest with you.
Well,
but it works.
I like it.
It works. Yeah.
I think it works for a video, though.
It works for
right?
a video.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a Christmas video.
And the hat.
Yeah, I got it all going on.
Got the Santa hat on.
I posted the saddest thing yesterday. It wasn't supposed to be sad, but you know how everything turns sad.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, there's just too much going on. I had two events yesterday, back to back, and then there's all kind of it's just madness, and we're all trying to fit everything in. And I'm like, show us your schedule or whatever. And then people are like, I don't have anything to do.
Oh,
I'm alone. I have nothing. So I think next year, what I'm going to do, is I'm going to create like my own little office Christmas party for people that don't like either work from home, you know, because they don't have an office Christmas party, or they don't have family here, or they don't have kids here. Where, I mean, next year, I thought about it last night trying to get it together. There's just no time to try to
the
get it
lonely
together.
Holiday party.
Well, I don't think I'd call it that, but I'd call it something festive, something fun and happy, because I couldn't believe how many people said that they didn't have any plans.
Serious, I feel like we're jam packed.
Well, it's hard to get a good festive name out of that.
Well, I'll figure it out.
Out of the explanation.
I'll
you know
out.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm alone, got nothing to do, no, nothing on my
gonna
list.
We're going to be a little more positive than you, but anyway.
No, I'm just saying, just the way you described it, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with the festive party for next year.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't have any parties either, so that's
not a shocker.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, well, then you're invited.
Actually, I got invited to one guy's house for some celebration. So I do have one.
You don't know
one.
His name?
Yeah, I know his name. Oh. His name's Dave.
Oh,
yeah.
You're like okay. Some guy's house.
Well, I wasn't going to go into detail on it. I'm just saying that the guy named Dave,
yeah,
he invited
guy,
me to his house.
I don't know
house.
Who he is. He's yeah. The neighbor or something.
Dropped off a flyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he did drop a text. That's all it was. It wasn't a phone call. Yeah. It was no big deal, I guess.
Oh, my God. No it's big a deal. Zoo right now.
We're 2 weeks away from Christmas. Oh. That's hard to believe.
No, it's crazy.
Man, oh, man. I'm already shopping this morning. I'm online looking at stuff.
Are you?
Yeah.
You have to.
Now
I'm
under a crunch because what I'm looking at doesn't come before Christmas. And I hate that. I hate having to put the old note in the box and saying it's on its way. I was late because it makes you look bad, you know?
I know. I bought myself a gift and it doesn't get here till after Christmas.
Oh.
make your own yogurt machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't get here till after Christmas.
Oh.
What a bummer. But yeah. It's okay. My son is getting me that $13,000 set of knives. Yeah.
Set of knives?
Oh $13,000?
Yeah, oh, I posted about
okay,
it.
Okay,
yeah.
I do remember. Yeah.
So I went to Cherry Creek. I went to Fillmore with my kid.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go into the knife store that's right on Fillmore or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, sure. Because he used to collect knives. Grandpa Bob used to give him all these knives and stuff. And so we went in there. Oh my God, there was a set of knives. It was like a regular kitchen set of knives, right? They were pretty.
Yeah.
But they were like $13,000.
How can it be that much?
They're all hand something something.
Are they from Japan or something?
I don't know where they're from.
And the block probably self-sharpens them as you pull them out.
Well, that shouldn't make a $13,000 thing unless it's diamonds inside.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, I love a good knife, but $13,000 out of my league.
Oh my God,
that's
right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it had, you know, like
it's got the paring knife, it's got the chef's knife, it's got all the fillet knives.
Yeah, it's like got seven knives in it, but it was like $13,000. So he's like, my kid and I were talking, he's like, I got you the best Christmas present ever. I go, really? He's like, yeah, you remember that knife set?
Like, I will tell you, I love a good knife set.
Yeah, but
there's nothing
much.
Better than a sharp, 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 sharp knife.
Yeah, I agree. But you can make your own sharp knife with some lighter fluid and what was it? My dad would have a stone. He had a stone, and I think he used lighter fluid, and he'd make a circle with it. Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was oil. I don't know what he used. But he'd sharpen them so much that he'd hold up a piece of paper, and he'd just... Right through the paper.
I swear, every time I've ever shown that knife that your dad gave me to someone, they look at it and they're like, oh my God, what is that for? Dissecting a hippo? I mean, this thing, I swear.
It's massive.
It's 2 feet long. It's a sword.
It's,
And Bob sent it to us for Christmas.
Bob was a different animal, wasn't he?
Where the hell do you buy something like that?
I don't know.
I got a feeling it's illegal in every state.
It's right? Gotta be. Well,
can you imagine having that in your carry-on luggage at
my
the airport?
God, right? Yeah, I don't think you'd be allowed.
You'd be arrested for sure.
You'd be treated like that guy up in New York that was thrown up against the wall yesterday.
I didn't see that. What happened?
Well, the guy they captured in, it was actually in Pennsylvania, I guess, right? So they were moving him to a jail. I think he was coming from court or something. And they slammed him up against the wall because he was yelling. And he was just out of control. So they slammed him around.
Is it 13,000?
It's 19,000.
Oh, here's a picture, BJ. Here's a picture of the
blades.
Oh, man,
those are beautiful.
Yeah, they're really pretty nice.
19,000. Sorry, my bad.
They might be worth it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good-looking picture.
I think you can get a Groupon.
They do look like diamonds.
I know, right?
All right, BJ and Jamie, just getting started. It is a Wednesday, 2 weeks from Christmas. Good morning, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. The podcast there later on today. Thank you to all that participated in the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree, those that picked up the families, and you're buying presents for the kids. We really appreciate it.
I do have a question for Schmidl about that.
Okay, go right ahead.
Schmidl, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's going on? Did we find out if we were scammed?
No, I need to talk to the boss, because he was supposed to be calling them and all that stuff.
Okay.
So
we think we might have been scammed.
I'm trying to figure
that
out.
And then the people that got like real deep into it, don't give any details about you know, any of it. But we think they didn't know that it was so involved and that they needed to show up and stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Like there was an actual event going on?
Yeah, they thought that they could just, come by and get the presents for whoever. Mm-hmm. And then when we're like, no, you have to be there to get the gifts and meet the people that bought them for you and all that. They're
you got
to
bring the kids by.
They all of a sudden ghosted us.
Yeah.
That is so wrong to have that mentality.
I know.
That you hear something on the air that's for the children, you know, you're buying presents and you're trying to get in there and work a scam.
I know. Weird. It is bizarre.
What are people thinking?
I mean, it happens all the time, right? All the time.
Well, we appreciate those that are participating, those that are buying for the kiddos. Dave and Buster's will be there next week. And Steel Bros, Heating and Cooling, Longmont Dairy, Ranky Brothers supplying the uniforms, the suits, the Santa suit, all that. So it's going to be a good time next week.
Yeah,
be
it fun. Is.
Now, speaking of which, did you try the, what was it again? The casserole. What was it again?
Tater tot. Oh, casserole.
Tater tot.
No, I didn't ever eat that.
Oh.
No.
Come on.
Jamie had a luncheon yesterday.
Well, I had a brunch and a lunch.
Oh, you had both?
Yeah, I had. That's what I was saying. I had back-to-back things.
Double whammy.
Brunch and lunch.
I thought it was maybe brunch and then, you know, dinner or something like that.
But it was brunch to lunch.
Holy cow, back-to-back. Yeah. So the casserole did show up?
It did show up, and people ate it.
I'm telling you, it's so good.
I know. She said, my girlfriend, she's like, so I heard you don't really like my casserole. She goes, my phone blew up with everybody texting me. Jay was talking about your casserole. and by the way, she didn't talk like that. She's actually very sweet. But it's more fun to make fun. Anyway, and so I'm like, no, it's just like not my cup of tea, but Carson loves it.
Oh my gosh, you should have brought me some. And
okay,
she crisped up the tater tots.
That's so funny, like, because she's like, does he want some? I'm like, I'm not carrying this crap around my car all day because I have to leave from here and go to a lunch and I'm not keeping that in my car.
And it would stink up your car, so I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, I don't think it travels well.
No.
I'll go to the brunch next time.
Yeah, okay.
It's a casserole.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had a bunch of girls and they were all just, it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was good.
That's what's great about this time of year, too. All the parties, getting together, having a great time.
Well, I never even see them. Like, I literally, we were laughing about this. Those girls, the neighborhood brunch bunch, I only see them once a year.
It's your annual thing at the annual.
No kidding. I thought it was a lot of the girls that went to, like, the concert last week.
No, that's a different group. Yeah.
No kidding. This is the neighbors.
Only Kelly lives in my neighborhood from my group.
That's so funny.
Yeah. These are all neighbors. And I see them one time a year.
There's always a group of people that you only see once every year, and it's in an annual thing.
Yep.
So you only have to face that casserole once a year.
No, that's Kelly's. No, she's actually my friend.
No.
Yeah.
She'll make it any time for you, probably.
She brings it to every event, right?
No, but she actually said, she goes, I'm kind of sick of making this. Maybe I'll make something next year different. I'm like, no, don't take what I'm saying literal. It's fine. Everybody likes it. Oh my God. But you know what one girl did? It was awesome. So you know how the charcuterie board was a thing for a while? I mean, and it got kind of overplayed, right? Everybody was doing charcuterie. And then we all got burnt down on rolled up meats that looked like roses. Well, now she's doing different flavored deviled eggs. And they were amazing. She had this humongous, like, wood. It looks like a pizza thing that you slide a pizza into, but it has slots for deviled eggs on it. And it's huge and it has a handle. And she brought it in and she had every kind of flavored deviled egg. She had bacon flavored, she had pickle flavored.
That's cool.
It was delicious.
Yeah, I love the pickles.
Yeah, I mean, and they were like finely chopped and little.
Wow.
Oh my God, her deviled eggs were to die for. And then she had all these different flavors. And my favorite was Martha Stewart's.
No kidding.
Martha Stewart uses mayonnaise and vinegar or something.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really good.
I tried deviled eggs just a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
I love
them. Mine didn't turn out so well.
Oh, you mean you tried?
I tried to make them myself. I tried to do it myself. Yeah. And my problem is I can never get an egg that will peel. I don't know what my problem is.
You soak them in ice water.
I tried that, Jamie. I boiled them and put them immediately in ice water, and it didn't work for some reason.
I don't know.
screwed it up big time. But I love deviled eggs.
Yeah, so I think that's the new thing. Like this whole, like, forget the charcuterie, but we got deviled eggs now. It was so good.
Where the hell did you get that board?
I don't know. That's what I asked her.
That sounds like something handmade.
And can I tell you something? She wouldn't tell.
It's a big secret.
Yeah, I was like, where did you get that? Because I can make deviled eggs. That's like one thing that I can totally make. And so she's like, she just was quiet. Are you finding one?
There's some on Etsy. They're really expensive, though. It's $75 for one thing.
Oh, I like the one that looks like a Christmas tree. That's $110.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Woo! They are pretty.
But yeah, they're expensive because they're like handmade.
Yeah, she wouldn't tell me.
It's a big secret.
It is a big secret.
The deviled egg secret.
You know, I've never bought anything. I'm the only person out of everybody I know that I've never bought anything off of Etsy. Ever. I know it's weird.
I didn't know
that
you,
is weird.
I didn't know you buy off of it. I thought it was just they. No, I'm thinking of Pinterest.
You're thinking Pinterest.
I'm thinking of Pinterest. Yeah. I don't get it.
Etsy is like homemade arts and crafts.
Right. Yeah, that people sell.
Mm-hmm. And I've never bought anything.
I bought that like crochet pickle, that support pickle that I got Schmidil last year.
Oh, I love that pickle. I keep that on my desk at home.
Schmidil and his pickle.
Wait, his support pickle?
Yeah, there's a support pickle.
And my emotional crochet support pickle,
The Schmidil pickle.
I love that it's a support one.
It lets me know that I'm a big dill.
Do you take it when you go on paintball trips?
I need that, there's a lot, so I need that emotional support.
Flying last week, I saw a guy on a flight with a stuffed animal.
Oh, man.
The dude was probably 30 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he had a stuffed animal and he kept hugging it the entire flight.
I take a pillow with me when I get injected.
You do?
Yeah, I have a pillow just because I don't like I don't like sitting in the medical chair without my hands being able to like squeeze something it's kind of painful when your face gets shot up.
Yeah.
And so I take a pillow so I can just squeeze it. And what's really bad about the medical chair and me getting injected, I get up and my butt crack sweat is on the chair.
I didn't say anything, but I stared a lot. He had a support stuffy. It's like, what the heck? What's going on here? Maybe afraid to fly.
Maybe.
Obviously, he needed something. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next. Hang on.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
So I was going to ask you, Carson, because you're our TikTok king, right? And here's the thing. So somebody that we know that's in radio or whatever, and we all used to work with, we really like him. He was doing this thing on his page. I follow him. We're friends. And I meant to ask him separately, but he's doing a thing where if you follow his link or whatever, he gets $5 and then he'll follow you back and he gets $5. It's called like TikTok Cash. Have you heard of anything like this?
I mean, I've kind of seen the same thing going on. I haven't really looked into it because I don't know why that, if it's like a subscription or something
like
that.
Well, I was trying to figure out if it was a scam or whatever. It's Tony, you know.
Oh, okay.
So take a look at it when you get a chance, because I was like, did he get hacked? And then all of his followers for following each other and getting $5 each from each other.
Yeah, that seems sketchy.
Doesn't it seem weird?
Yeah, it seems sketchy to me.
I don't know. I think there's something to it, though, because I saw it over the weekend. I saw people talking about it on TikTok, or on X, actually, and they were talking about TikTok and just $5.
What do you have there, Schmidl?
You would think that it would be disclosed by now if it were a scam.
So according to Google, and this is like their little AI thing, it says TikTok Cash refers to the ability to earn money through the TikTok platform, typically by creating content that gains a large audience.
Yeah, but that's just regular, isn't it? That's just regular.
Yeah.
That's just regular.
That's an influencer thing. Yeah, views or anything.
But this says it goes into something called the Creator Fund. So I guess they have like revenue just ready for you.
Yeah, but this is a different thing. I get what that is.
Yeah.
AI. Sometimes
it doesn't know.
So we'll look into it. We'll figure it out. All right. Anyway, I just thought it was really weird. And I was like, oh, this seems weird. But then they're all doing it with each other. And you can only go up to like $50 or something.
Huh.
It sounds like a pyramid scam. Of some type.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Like all this money's going into a pot and then somebody's going to take it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
But Tony's pretty smart.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on it. So I don't know. Maybe go to his page and you can see it.
Yeah, I'm looking into it.
Okay. All right. Anyway, let's see here. A break-in at the home of Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Uh-oh. So he was dating this one girl for a long time and we thought that they were together. Well, then all of a sudden, guess what? His house was broken into, which is real, real sad, right? And he was at a football game. But guess what? A Sports Illustrated model is the one that called 911 and said, I live there.
Yeah. A little fishy, isn't it?
Well, it's not fishy. He's obviously living with her.
Oh, yeah.
The report named Sports Illustrated model. Her name is Olivia Ponton, as the individual who was on the scene at his home. So she came inside and she noticed that the bedroom window was knocked out and she freaked out. And so she called her mom. Her mom called police. And she didn't know if she was, if they were still in there. They weren't, thankfully. They weren't still in there. They'd already left. But they ransacked his home. And then she called police and she's like, oh my God, I live here and somebody broke in.
Yeah. These NFL players are playing these night games.
Yeah.
And people know that they're at the stadium playing football.
But I don't understand why they don't have better security.
I don't get it either. It happened with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Remember, it was, I think theirs was a Sunday night game.
It was.
That they were on, and they got
they
broken into.
They had their door unlocked.
And all the jewelry is gone.
Yeah.
And they're not, I didn't see what was missing from Joe Burrow's home.
It said that they gave him a list, but they didn't say how much money.
Well, and Travis Kelce had, what, $20,000 stolen?
In cash. And why don't these people, like, I mean, the banks give you a lockbox. If you have money in a bank, you can get a lockbox.
Wasn't a Super Bowl ring taken?
Super Bowl jersey.
Oh, okay.
The jersey.
The jersey, you could roll up. I mean, even though the lockbox is only like yay long and this thin, you could roll up your jersey and stick it in there.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. I don't understand the home security itself. I mean, these guys have a lot of money. You would think that these things would be gated. They would be, you know, alarms would go off if anybody got within 20 feet of their gates.
Right? That's crazy.
It just doesn't make sense.
One time I lost my key to the at Bank of America in LA. I lost my key, and so they have to drill it because they don't have an extra key.
Yeah.
You have to pay a drilling fee, and they have to drill it to get it. It's the whole thing. And so I was asking her while I was filling out the paperwork, I said, what have you found in some of these lockboxes? And she said in one of the lockboxes, it was the, because people die.
Yeah.
They just leave them there and they don't have any family. She said in one lockbox, they found all the kids' teeth.
Oh.
Like every time somebody pulled their tooth.
Yeah. Oh, you keep it in like a little baggie.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was all little baby teeth from when they pulled them.
Oh.
I could see people dying, though, and not ever telling anyone that they have that lockbox.
Yeah, exactly.
There'll be all types of jewels
in
there. I have no idea.
Yep. Anyway, yeah, so that's crazy. But anyway, I guess they're living together, so that's good.
Yeah.
He's got himself a supermodel.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're a quarterback, you can pull a supermodel.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, yeah,
you
it's can. A thing. It's a thing. This is gross and disgusting and I guess, you know, Subway sandwiches, they're really trying to reinvent themselves, right? They're really, really trying. And first we had a bunch of celebrities that was endorsing them, right? All these celebrities doing this stuff. And then they came out with like more fresh meat. I don't know. They're trying to do all kinds of stuff. But now they've come out with a foot-long Oreo.
Oh, I think this looks awesome.
Oh.
Foot-long Oreo?
That's way too much Oreo.
Yeah, it is way too much is. Oreo.
Yeah. Well, you can't eat it in one sitting, but... You gotta divvy that up.
How's that gonna reinvent you?
They already had the footlong cookie, and then this is supposed to just be like a new play on it.
Yeah. A food blogger on Reddit, they said that footlong cookie is expected to hit locations by January.
They look dated, though. When you walk into a Subway, it looks really dated to me.
Yeah, it feels like you're walking into 1995.
It almost feels dirty in a way.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, my Subway irritates me because it opens like at 10 for delivery and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'll go there, and they have last night's lettuce. And it's already turned, like, brown.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, can you get new lettuce? And she's like, not till this is gone.
And yours is a last sandwich. So it's going to be gone.
Oh, my God. I'm like, okay, I'm good. So I just get cheese on some bread.
Yeah, until they upgrade those stores, I don't think they're going to overhaul that thing. And I'm not sure a cookie that's a foot long and Oreo is going
to
do it either.
Listen, they still, to this day, have the best cookies ever.
They are pretty good.
It's a perfect combination.
They're like homemade.
Yeah, almost. And they're like the perfect combination of hard but like fall apart soft.
Yeah,
at the same
they do
time.
A good job.
It's gooey.
Yeah, it is gooey.
So good.
Do a good job there, Subway. Even though your name isn't called cookies.
Yeah. That's part of the problem,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
I,
you're in the sandwich business.
All right. Did you guys see the finale of The Voice? I did.
No.
I was folding some clothes. Living the dream, people. Living the dream, folding clothes. So I watched the season finale of The Voice. I don't know. I thought that girl with the fup was going to win. But she didn't. And she's really young. And she has this thing that goes like this right here.
Huh. Do they talk about it?
They don't. But
do they discuss it?
They try to disguise it.
Can that thing in front of you there, can it sing too?
Oh, my God.
I mean, does it come up in conversation or something, or do you just notice?
Oh, my God. What was her name? What? Let's see here. Hold on. Penny Marshall. So, yeah. Penny Marshall. I have to tell you this story about her fup.
That's like Laverne and Shirley, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I was doing vagina monologues, and Penny Marshall was our director, right? Yeah. And so, she introduces herself to all of us. We're all in this room, whatever. Lisa Ling, all these people, blah, blah, blah. And she walks into the room, and she has a cigarette.
She was a chain smoker, wasn't she?
Oh, God,
big time.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
And Lisa Ling is pregnant. And so she's like, could you not smoke? Could you not smoke? And Penny Marshall grabs her fup, right? With one hand and her cigarette in the other. And she's like, Larry needs me to smoke.
Oh, my God. Whose name Larry?
Yes. And we're all just looking at each other terrified. Oh, my God. What are we in for? This is going to be crazy. I mean, with all her hands, she just... So Lisa Ling left. She didn't do the vagina monologues.
No, she's gone.
She did not want to be.
Did you ever do them?
I did.
You
yeah.
did?
Yeah.
For
I
how
did.
Long?
No, it was just a one night thing.
Oh, just a one night.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then I had to
all
go
right.
to Penny Marshall's house because apparently I wasn't that great of an actress. And so, I had to go to her house, and I'd just gotten a new car
for
and
acting lessons.
For my read, yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was very bad
for your
at
audition.
It. No, I was on it. I was in the troupe.
Oh, you had to prove it to her that you
she
could
wanted to work with me.
Oh, I see.
She did not yeah. like my delivery.
So did she smoke the entire time?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. Not only that, but I walk, I drive down, I have a brand new car, two huge St. Bernards come up and just...
Oh.
And then this really hot young, like, Russian woman, she's probably like 20, comes out and she's like, are you here for a penny?
She's like... Where am
and then,
I?
Then Penny comes out. She's like, this is my girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's a girlfriend?
Loves her. Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. And she's like 20, and she was
this.
Really tall.
No kidding.
And she could barely speak English.
No.
I had some suspect about that one.
Penny Marshall.
And then she had a whole like area that was just made out to the Lakers. Her home theater was just Lakers. It was really cool. But then in her kitchen, she had all little black figurines. I don't know what they're called, but people used to, a long time, I guess.
Are they like wood carving?
No, they're like, you know.
Or that ivory type?
No, they were like surrounding her whole kitchen. It was like they're holding lanterns and stuff. What were those called?
Oh, the jockeys.
Yeah, she had them.
Like those little jockeys that held the light.
Yeah, they're jockeys.
Yeah.
They're called jockeys, aren't they?
All over her kitchen.
Yeah.
And somebody custom like made shelves for them. And I was like, this feels racist.
I think those were deemed racist.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandfather had one in the front yard.
Oh,
I was always so embarrassed of that thing. I'm like, oh my God, here comes the school bus. Oh, jeez. He would never remove that damn jockey.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing sat out there, and I could not figure out what he saw in a jockey.
I can't figure out why she had all these things in her kitchen and not like a KitchenAid mixer. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm with you.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my Penny Marshall story.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, thanks. I'll get to other stuff later.
Better than the voice. We haven't even got the voice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have audio.
We haven't even got to it.
Oh, my God. The fup took me away from it.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, because Larry needs her cigarette. Whatever. Anyway, yeah, so the voice, it was won by this guy. I forgot his name, but he was really, what was his name? Do you remember? No, I don't either. Anyway, but he was really, really good. Here he is.
Good.
I feel like Michael Bublé is having an affair on his wife.
You do? Why? Why?
Because he was singing. He sang a lot. That was his team person, whatever he won. Michael Bublé's team won. Anyway, Because every time he's singing, he's singing right to some girl in the audience. And I think he stacked her, you know, gave her tickets.
Oh.
And he's all like, hey, I'm Michael Bublé singing to this hot chick.
He is Michael Bublé.
I love that name. BJ Bublé.
I'd love to have that name.
There were rumors that he wasn't that nice to his girlfriend or his wife. Remember that video came out? And so he kept singing to this one person and like looking at her like, yeah. So I feel like that's what's going on.
Yeah.
You know how basketball players stack the NBA, you know, the arena all the time with their different girlfriends.
Exactly.
And their wives don't know.
Yeah.
Buble's doing that.
Yeah. I mean, at bar bingo. I stack it all the time, Jamie. Yeah. If you look at the front row, they're hot.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Later today, you'll get the podcast there. The Mega Millions last night, nobody won.
Oh, they didn't?
Nope. It moves on up. 680 or 670, I think something 70. Like that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I made gift bags for some people, right? And I was and I was at 7-Eleven, and I'm like, oh, I'll get them all, you know, quick picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, what if they all win? What if one of them wins?
Yeah, it's scary.
It is scary.
Yeah,
so I got them scratch tickets instead.
I'm with you. I feel like the scratch tickets, you're not going to win like millions of dollars.
Yeah, but if I gave out gift bags and one of those had $600 million in it, I'd be real sad.
Oh, I remember last year at Christmas, I gave out $50 to each one of you guys. Mm-hmm. Man, I was on the edge of my seat. I could not stand for you guys to scratch them here in the studio. Because if you'd hit for $5,000, and then Carson tried to claim he did.
I know. And you got all wiggy.
Yeah. It was good, though.
Yeah.
We had it going. Yeah. We had you going for a while.
Yeah, you'll never get another ticket from me.
You should have seen BJ got all mad about it. It was hilarious.
Like $25,000.
Yeah. Took it personal.
I know.
Like, that was my money. I can't believe I gave it to you.
So imagine that I got a quick pick and it was $600 million. I'd really be angry. Oh, my God. So
speaking
mad.
Of big bucks, man, it's this Saturday night, the Heisman Trophy from right here in Colorado. The Colorado Buffs, man, Travis Hunter. He is going to win it. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know. People are saying some guy from Boise or
Boise
somewhere.
Boise State.
Yeah, running back, I think it is.
Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ashton Jeanty. He plays for Boise Broncos.
Jeanty.
He is really good. But.
Yeah.
But our guy goes both ways, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, our guy's better. Travis Hunter is going to win it. I saw it yesterday.
So.
The betting market has it at 76% that he's going to win. So he's going to win this thing. Well, yesterday I was reading the story. And I don't know when it came out. Over the weekend, I think. That he's engaged. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that he's engaged either.
Yep. Spadil, can you look into this? How long they've been together? Who she is and all that? But he's engaged. And I guess that he's now...
Since February.
This February?
Yes.
This past February.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to get married in 2025, so next year.
It makes sense now that people are warning him that he might need to get a prenup.
I didn't... How much was the ring?
$100,000.
He got her a $100,000 ring?
Well, I mean, this guy's already making
poo-poo
bucks. Yeah. Well, he's making a lot of money. He's making $1 million.
No,
yeah.
I understand, but think about a college kid giving you a $100,000 ring. My God.
They've been dating since high school.
Oh,
and
that's
then
cute.
Oh, okay.
It's been going since then.
No, I do like that part, you know, because that's why I like the Mahomes situation.
Yeah,
because
she
was with him before he was somebody.
Yeah, when you first said it, I thought they just met in February. I'm like, that's pretty quick, man.
Oh, but hold up. They met his senior year.
Yeah, so he would have already been kind of on the come up.
Yeah, she already
recruited and
she
stuff.
She knew already.
She did.
Oh yeah, senior year.
She could see the talent.
Yep.
There's a guy. He's a comedian. I can't find his name, but he put out a video warning Travis Hunter that you might want to just watch out that somebody could be into this for the money. And for the money only.
This message goes out to Travis Hunter. Listen, Travis, I just want you to be careful, man. Nah, yeah, I said it. Be careful. Congratulations on your engagement. But, man, you might have to disengage because something about this woman, man. The way she was talking to and the way she was talking like she was really that chick. I just watched that dumb video of you guys in those matching pajamas that bugged me. And she was like dogging you going, yeah, he wasn't my type. I was like, he wasn't my type.
He wasn't my type.
And then we went to this party and then we fell in love. I think personally, I don't know when y'all dated with high school, but when she found out your stats, bro, that's when I think she was like, oh, I love him.
When she found out your stats, man. And now that you're going to win the Heisman, you get a contract worth hundreds of millions of dollars. She loves you.
Well, I guess because what happened, like during all the gossip or whatever about the Heisman, she was like, you and me forever and all this stuff. And it was like, wait, why are you all of a sudden all about him now?
Well, it is kind of funny because a couple of years ago, a new video surfaced of Deion Sanders actually warning Travis Hunter, like he knew that they were engaged and whatever, and they were still at Jackson State, and they were talking in the locker room, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna get you a prenup about this thick. He had like five textbooks stacked on top of each other.
He of all people, Coach Prime should know, because if I remember right, his first wife took him to bank.
She shellacked him, man, big time. Lots of money. And he complained about it. He was so upset.
I think he even had like a domestic incident with her, and it was like bad.
Man, I was in Hawaii last week, and we were staying at this condo, and you could tell the women that were there at the pool area, they were very, very rich. Because, I mean, it's $2 million pad they're living in, right?
Yeah.
And you're looking at them thinking, could I live with that person for $2 million?
Sizing them up.
Yeah, you're thinking, could I? It's like that money talks when it comes to love.
I do like, though, that he told him to get a prenup. You know, at least he's already given him words of wisdom.
Trying
and
to give
I think
him a heads
he
up.
Has enough respect for Coach Prime that he's actually going to listen to him.
Oh, those two are so, I mean, Coach Prime's basically like his dad.
Oh, my God. Schmidil, that picture. Ugh.
I think it's
yes. Yeah. She has a jacket on in one of the pictures, and it says Heisman on the back.
Oh, and his numbers, too. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, I think it's harder, though, to talk her into a prenup when you've been dating since high school.
I don't think so. I think Coach Prime will make it happen.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying for him to talk to her, it's like...
Oh, Coach Prime will just tell her.
Yeah, I would have someone else do it.
He certainly knows, you're right.
Yep,
man, oh man. Yeah. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We do have Goo Goo Dolls tickets to give away this morning. The Goo Goo Dolls.
The Goo Goo Goo.
The Goo 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 Dolls. The Goo Goos. Goo Goos. We'll do that, I don't know, 8 o'clock or so. So stand by for that. All right, what is this package thing that you can
this
order?
This is awesome is what this is.
Is it sold out?
Yeah.
Son of a
I God. Tried to go on the web. I'll let the people explain it to you, but I tried to go on the website to get it for you guys, and they're all sold out. But here's the news story.
The first place to look for these unclaimed packages is eBay. Bids for these unknown items range from $15 to $40 for anywhere between 2 to 10 packages. It's good to know you have no idea what you're bidding on. It could be fancy jewelry or a bag of rocks. You don't know until you open it. If an item is lost or unclaimed for 90 days through the U.S. Postal Service, it may be auctioned off on govdeals.com. If you need a little less guesswork, liquidation.com is another auction site where you can browse unclaimed packages, but they allow you to see the name brand of what you're buying. Facebook Marketplace is also a super easy way to buy unclaimed packages right in your neighborhood, but hopefully you don't bump into the person it was originally intended for.
I had no idea you could do this.
Me either. So I guess it went viral back, I don't know, like 4 years ago on TikTok, but I didn't know about it. But this, the one I'm looking at is called Fun Delivered. Okay, so they package up all these different packages, and it ranges anywhere from $30, and they put like 3 boxes and mail it to you or whatever. It's like 3 boxes. Or you can spend like $90, and they have a bunch of packages that are small. They have all different kinds of categories, I guess is what I'm saying. And so I went to Fun Delivered, and they've sold, I guess, 90,000 bundles in 3 years. Many samplers to party-sized boxes of lucrative mail. And I guess a lot of people just at office parties, they buy these boxes, and it's some of it's just free mail. I mean, some of it's just like mail, like actual mail.
Yeah.
You know, you're like
mail and flyers, all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah. So so this one group of girls, they're nurses and they're on the delivery service. And so when they have their break, they just go into the break room and just start opening people's mail.
That's awesome. I mean, one girl was getting she got full blown Chanel bags.
Yeah.
And then
that.
Another woman was getting fake IDs.
That's crazy. Fake IDs.
I'm surprised they're allowed to do this, though.
It said,
I mean, especially with a fake ID.
Yeah, I know, because I'd send that to the cops.
What about medication?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
think about
that.
They've got to know what's in these packages. They probably x-ray them first.
Maybe. I don't know.
And so, because you got to figure that you're not going to get medication. Somebody's insulin in the mail.
Yeah. Right? Well, maybe they send those back to the company.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe the medical.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I can't believe I've never heard of this.
Me either.
I know they do it with luggage. They have that big store down in Alabama where you can go get unclaimed luggage after it's set for a long time, and whatever is in it is in it. Mm-hmm. So there it is. But I didn't know if the U.S. Postal Service could do this.
Yeah, after 90 days, it said in the thing, I guess they wait on it, you know, give you time to claim it, and then they auction it off.
Yeah. And FedEx, UPS, they're all allowed to do it. Yeah.
No, that's not true.
That's what because
my mom,
I just saw the site. It said FedEx is allowed to do it too.
So my mom worked at UPS, right? So she cleaned out all the trucks for the truck drivers or whatever. Well, this is back in the day. Maybe they changed their policy. But my mom would be so mad because they had to destroy everything.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we'd have to ask Chris about it. But back in the day, they'd have to destroy everything. And she's like, there was a whole pallet of Maybelline, like an entire pallet. And so she's like, they put it in the dumpster behind the UPS in Marion. And she's like, she told my dad, Bob, I'm going there tonight. Let's go get that pallet.
Like, I don't blame her. You could resell that stuff. You could make a fortune.
I know, right?
You know, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess a few pieces had broken. So they to get the insurance claim, they had to throw away the entire pallet.
Oh, no kidding. Maybe they've changed it.
Probably.
I'm looking at Google
that
right
was
now.
Years ago.
And Google says FedEx is allowed to sell it.
Yeah. After she worked 90 at UPS. Days. But I'm sure they've changed it.
I'm so bummed that they're sold out because I had the same idea
did.
I was like, oh, this would be great just to get a, like, even for my family, just everyone gets a package and
I know.
Whatever,
so
who knows what it is.
They said that in the story, this other story I'm reading about it, they said they've never had more fun in their lives on Christmas Eve than everybody just waiting in anticipation to see what they got.
I think it'd be a blast.
It would be a blast.
It would
right?
be. That whole Storage Wars thing, I mean, that thing was a big deal until we found out it was all a scam.
Yeah.
And then it kind of took the party out of it.
So I'm going to look at these other ones. I'll let you guys know here in a minute. The liquidation one, liquidation.com.
Yeah, I just pulled it up.
How is
it? I pulled up GovDeals and I pulled up Liquidation. They're basically the same. It's more of an auction than anything.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I like how those people bundle it for me.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. Because I went to GovDeals and there's a fancy little motorcycle on here I'm looking at right now, BMW.
Right, but I guess GovDeals tells you what it actually is, right? Because you knew it was a motorcycle.
I didn't go that far.
Because I want the excitement of opening the packages.
No, I went down a rabbit hole.
Gotcha.
I went over to motorcycles after I got there. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I wonder what kind of deal I could get here, you know?
Right.
But, I think you can get it from GovDeals, Liquidation, and then there's two or three other websites on
here. They said Facebook Marketplace locally.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody sell mail.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get a hold of
it. And I'd be sketched out by that Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I don't want the guy across the street from me. I don't want his mail.
I know. I agree with you.
That's kind of weird. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Carson just kind of made me feel like I might be a little odd.
Why?
Because I was just telling you about all my different, don't say anything, but all my different Christmas gifts, and he was like this. Huh? Yeah, all right. You know, it's like that. Yesterday, I went with the, met with the Douglas County, some of the Sheriff's Department people, and Deborah Takahara.
Takahara.
She makes those bad airbags that you get recalled.
Recall. Yeah. I got one.
I know you do. Yeah. I know you do. But anyway, I met with the media people and all that stuff. And so I gave them all gift bags, right? Well, our prize closet here, you guys, is lame. I mean, we got nothing. We got nothing. And I was just looking for some goodies, for goodie bags, right? There were seven people coming to lunch. I was like, well, all I have is a pop socket for the back of your phone. And I have a bottle opener with an Alice logo on it. Like, who opens a bottle?
Like, literally, we can't even give these things away.
I'll tell you.
Because who opens a bottle with a bottle opener?
Our pop sockets are the worst pop sockets
on
the planet.
They
do not stay on.
No, they don't.
The adhesiveness. I had to use super glue on mine.
Yeah.
I did.
I know. So they're pretty bad. Mine just move around, slide all around. Anyway, so that was embarrassing, right? So what do you do when you're like, well, you look around your own house and you start thinking like, what do I got? What can I get around? Slingshot chickens.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, save the day.
I thought you were thinking about maybe a banana. I got a banana going through the house.
I have a supply of slingshot chickens. I recommend it. Go on Amazon. They're fun for hours and hours. And they really enjoyed the slingshot chicken.
That's genius.
I mean, we have a corporal that is decked out. He looks so hot with all his stripes and all this stuff. I mean, I was like, damn, that is a good looking, like, outfit. And guy. And then he's like, oh, these are fun.
Turns into a 5-year-old.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, right?
They were having a blast with them. Right?
Slingshot
I found a whole bag of those at the house the other day.
They're just fun, aren't they?
They're
just
great.
So silly fun. Well, and then the other thing, and I have to recommend this one, if you guys don't remember, Andy, our general manager, sales manager, sorry, Micah. Anyway, he posted a picture of his feet. On accident, because he was trying to show his weight loss and his body fat, but we got his feet instead. So I went to Walgreens and I had it blown up into an 8x10 glossy.
It was awesome.
And had it framed and gave it as the white elephant gift.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, it might be some on mugs later. You might see them in the kitchen. You never know.
Could be anywhere.
Bath towels.
Yeah, you can have pictures made on everything. Bath towels.
It's crazy.
My son, for his 16th birthday, we went up to Vail, and I printed out pictures of him everywhere. Even a shower mat.
Did you get, like, the shower curtains, too?
I did. I got everything. I got him on a pillow case. I mean, he's M&M's. I got his face on M&M's.
At one time, we had a general manager here. Remember this guy?
Yeah.
And you had his picture with his girlfriend?
I did.
And you put his picture, and you couldn't get in the elevator without seeing this guy. He was everywhere.
Because I had him put on magnets.
He was so embarrassed.
He was embarrassed.
Yeah, it was all over the kitchen. You'd open the refrigerator door, and there's his picture. Inside the refrigerator. It's a magnet.
I put it on the inside of stalls in the bathroom.
Finally, he had like threatened us.
I know.
You got to stop, Kimmy. You got to stop. This is embarrassing.
Fun. I love stuff like that. All right. Anyway, let's see here. There's a lot to get to. First of all, I know we do this every year, so I'll just ask around the room one more time. Die Hard, Christmas movie or not Christmas?
Christmas movie, without a doubt.
No.
No.
Yes. It takes place on Christmas. It's a Christmas movie.
Exactly.
That's the only criteria that you need. It has to take place during Christmas.
And then it's a Christmas movie?
Yep.
See, I'm with BJ. Not a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas
movie. It takes place during Christmas.
Doesn't
They're literally
matter.
At a Christmas office party.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The plot is not about Christmas.
If it took place at Easter, it wouldn't be an Easter movie.
Thank you.
Yeah, it would be.
No, it wouldn't.
Just like Spider-Man. Spider-Man is a Thanksgiving movie because they have Thanksgiving dinner in Spider-Man.
I've never heard of that one.
Never heard that.
Did you pull a muscle on that one?
Yeah, that's a dumb one. That's really dumb. I mean, dumb. Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Exactly.
Spider-Man is a Thanksgiving movie.
Right.
You won't find that anywhere.
Nobody
Fidel,
will.
You made that up. I didn't make that up. That even makes me feel more right about Die Hard. Because that was so dumb.
The first Spider-Man with Tobey
You know what I'm saying?
I did.
It gives me validity because you came out with something as your example that is so dumb
that
it makes me feel right.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
I wish I could support you on that.
So if there's a Hanukkah scene, it's a Hanukkah movie?
No. If there's fireworks, it's the 4th.
Yes.
We could go on and on. No.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Yeah, if it's fireworks,
it's a 4th of July movie.
Yeah. God.
If Halloween happens,
you need to be taken down.
Now, why do you ask this question?
Because it's every year. Everybody asks.
Okay. It comes up every year.
I saw over the weekend, somebody came out, for who was it? Somebody to do with the movie and said it is not a Christmas movie.
I think Bruce Willis himself said it's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, somebody came out over the weekend.
Did he know he said that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that point is thrown out. Yeah.
I don't know if it was Bruce Willis.
That's like Joe Biden saying it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I don't know if it was Bruce Willis, but somebody said it over the weekend, said it is not a Christmas movie.
Here's the deal. Love Actually, which is, I don't think I've seen Love Actually. I guess they're saying it's one of the highest rated Christmas movies.
It's a rom-com, Christmas movie.
Is it about
movie.
Christmas?
It's good, yeah.
Okay.
It was Bruce Willis, by the way. He said in 2018, he said that it's not a Christmas movie. Right.
Oh, he said it's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, and that was 2018.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for that guy.
Yep. I'm going to go with Bruce.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bruce. Yeah. He was in it. He knows.
Isn't it unbelievable, like, with all that money, every medical expert that we can't fix him?
Unbelievable.
It's so sad.
But Steve Jobs, too, same thing. Yeah. Like, all that money, and you just can't fix him?
Anytime somebody with that wealth, they have a condition like this, you think that. You
I
think,
know.
Okay, You would think. You would think that there would be a way.
Like, if there is a cure, they would get it, right? Yeah.
You would think.
Us commoners wouldn't, but somehow they would save them. But I remember seeing the Farrah Fawcett documentary. She was, a long, long time ago, she was this really, really hot chick that was cold. And a lot of boys liked her. Anyway, she was always on all these posters and stuff. And she got, I forgot what kind of cancer she had, but she went to some weird country to try to get even a different thing that we don't do here, and it didn't save her.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's just sad. Just sad. By the way, they're coming down on all, oh my God, you guys. This whole insurance thing has gone out of control. I mean, people now are just pointing fingers at every insurance company. In fact, they're saying that we are now, as Americans, are paying more. I don't want to bring it down, but we're paying more for insurance than we ever have. It says, did you know that people are paying $26,000 a year for families?
Holy crap.
I had no idea it was that much.
No clue.
I pay for myself and my son, but I had no idea you're paying that much. It's just automatically taken out of our paychecks. Yeah, it says... And then for single people, it's like $10,000. That is crazy. That's unaffordable.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't it supposed to be called the Affordable Act? And I just said it's unaffordable.
No, I don't know.
That was kind of funny.
All the affordable health care stuff's been repealed. It went away.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Because it didn't work?
Not necessarily. That's a lot of politics. But it's not around anymore.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's good because I just called it unaffordable.
Yeah, because it's not affordable.
It's not affordable. I don't know. I don't keep up with all that government.
Yeah, I think this whole incident happened in New York. It's obviously brought this to the limelight. But, man, it's been this way for several years now.
Go ahead.
We're paying well over $10,000 at my house for insurance.
It's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Andrew Witty, he is the CEO of United Health Group. Now, Brian Thompson was United Health Group Insurance. You know how they have all those different, spiders of
branches.
Yeah. But anyway, this Andrew Witty, I guess that now a secret video has come out how he explains how they deny people. And so now that's blowing up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the other side, listen, I mean, I'm going to defend the insurance companies for a hot minute. I mean, I was thinking about this, how... Now, this is health insurance, so that's different. But, people are getting sick, catastrophically ill. My mom's insurance hit $1 million, and they dropped her because that was what, if you read the fine print, you all have a maximum amount. And she hit $1 million, and they dropped her. But they did pay the million, you know?
Yeah, I have to say that I've never had a rejection. I've never had a rejection from the insurance company when it comes to my health insurance.
Yeah.
I've had more problems with car and home insurance than I have anything.
I know.
It's the health insurance has been okay. I mean, you pay a lot, and it seems to work. Anytime I've called in with medical supplies, like a CPAP machine, and I contested something, it always gets worked out with the insurance company. So... But it's car insurance and homeowners insurance.
I know. I need a new roof.
That's the one.
I know I need it on my real house. I know I need a new roof. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to ask them to fix it.
Jamie, I'm scared of them.
Me too.
They got me on the edge. I need a new roof too, because I went on to the Google Earth, right? Earth, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And I saw that I have a big bump in the roof. I can't see it from the street, but I can see it on Google Earth.
Yeah.
And I know that I need a roof. Okay. I got to have one.
You should go up there. It could be just an image problem.
You think like so? A reflection image. Or
yeah.
something?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like a big bump. It looks like one of those water bumps. That's what it looks like. It's about to crash in on me or something. But I'm afraid to call.
I know.
I'm afraid that I'm going to get yelled at.
There's a lot of hoops to jump through when it comes to getting
really
your roof.
Nice. No, they act really nice. They'll change out your roof, but then guess what? After they pay it out, they drop you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's what happens. They're like, bye.
Bye, never guys. Again.
Oh, bye. Boy.
Anyway. All right. That's our insurance talk for the day. That went really well. The season finale of The Voice happened last night. They did the dumbest thing, you guys. I was so disappointed in The Voice. I love The Voice. I'm a big fan of it. It's just like good, like family friendly, entertainment or whatever. And you don't have to think while you're doing the laundry. You're just like, oh, they're singing. Yay, laundry. Because I'm a superstar doing my own laundry.
Yeah. Hey.
Living the dream, people.
I'm with you.
But they're like, what are you doing, James? Oh, folding socks. Yeah, that is crazy. I wish I had like a laundry fairy.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I have this room, a spare bedroom, and I just dump all the clean laundry in there, and I close the door, and I sometimes I pray to Jesus that I open it, and it's all folded and done.
Yeah.
But you know what? I feel like that's a thing with you ladies out there, because Brie is the same way. She doesn't have room, though. It's just her side of the bed.
And then she pushes it off when she goes to bed.
Figure out, like, after a couple weeks go by, she's like, I don't know what's clean and what's not clean. So then she does it all over again.
I do.
And it winds up in the same place.
Dude, I do the exact same thing. Because then if I get in my bed, I push it all off to the floor or whatever. And then I don't know if I put it in on the floor where there was some dirty clothes, and then I rewash it all.
Just put your laundry away as soon as it's done.
We're not you.
Just put it on the hanger. As soon as you
easy.
Take it, it out of the dryer, just
it
put it on.
Not that
it is
easy.
So much easier.
And the hurdle with the socks is the one that gets me.
Oh, my God.
I so dread the sock thing.
You know, I finally got rid of them all, and I just got black and white and wool.
That's the way to do it.
I rotate through like 20 pair. As it.
Yeah, but it's tough when you got a 6-year-old.
Oh, I know.
That's when it gets tough, because they've all got these, you know, either Pokemon or you got Spider-Man, Batman. You got to try to find the mate to that. It's tough.
I want to put it all in in trash bags and just take it and have somebody do it.
I'm with you.
Like a fluff and fold where they do it for you.
Yeah.
They do. They like you can drop it off in trash bags.
I know, but how much money? That's.
But I find that I hassle to
credit card.
I find that I hassle to drop it off and to pick it up. That's how lazy I am.
Dude, I still have Goodwill stuff in the back of my car. I've been driving around with it for 2 years. Nobody needs to know that.
I feel like we're all going to get that for Christmas. Just brace yourselves.
Maybe I will give you the Goodwill in the back.
I do like that you have a good heart, though. You meant well when you put it in your car.
I did. But for 2 years, BJ,
just didn't follow through.
I've been
on
driving around with it.
Now, maybe that style will come back around again.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah,
you never
that's
know.
What you're holding it off for that.
Never know. All right, there was something else I was going to tell you. I can't remember what it is. There you go, tablet trash. Yeah,
let me bring something up real quick, if you don't mind here. Let me bring up this Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly thing.
Oh, are they broken up?
Yeah, they split up yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's just a hormonal breakup.
She said she found text.
No.
Oh,
yeah. It's over.
In his phone. So they were on vacation over Thanksgiving.
Whoa, it's I hadn't over. Heard any
of
this.
Okay, in Vail. They were in Vail on a trip during Thanksgiving. And he apparently she was going through his phone and found something she didn't like and told him to leave.
And this is not the first time either. According to the sources, they broke up earlier in the year,
never
told anybody. But she's pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they just
announce
that?
A couple months away. Well, the baby's due in March.
They say, and Spadell, you went to high school with him.
I did.
Her friends are saying that he's a jerk. The guy is a 100% jerk.
I mean, when
and he acts
school,
like a kid.
He was very pompous,
childish,
kind of class clown guy in school.
And she is sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
Here's what it says.
He's got to grow up.
I'll just read this. Pregnant Megan Fox ended her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly after she suspected he had been texting other women. You can't do that when your wife's knocked up
can't
or whatever. Are they married?
No.
Okay. Anyway, let's see here. She called off her nearly 5-year romance with the 34-year-old singer. Remember, they had that tumultuous breakup a long time ago, too.
Yeah.
It was around, like you said, Thanksgiving weekend. They spent together in Vail, Colorado. Vail change. Vail's.
Yeah, that and Aspen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's all about affairs there.
Yeah. You get to Vail, you just want to text another woman.
Yeah.
They should put that on the sign when you enter, you know?
Right? Yeah.
Welcome to Vail. Text another woman.
Home of the breakup. Where did they stay? That doesn't even look like Vail.
Your last vacation together, Vail, Colorado.
I've never seen that lake in Vail, Colorado. They might have.
It doesn't say where it is on their thing.
Okay, yeah. They might have gone outside of Vail.
Probably all along.
Anyway, so here's the quote: she is sick of their high school relationship by never-ending drama and the never-ending drama. He does seem like drama.
Yeah.
They both are very
they
dramatic.
Are.
Maybe the tats got to her.
Yeah.
He's so tatted up now.
Yeah. Oh, he's full ink.
Yeah, I know.
His entire body.
I know.
Now, if he gets a scrape, does it go away?
Scrape off?
Yeah, it does.
Like if he's on a motorcycle, he doesn't wear the gear, and then he gets road rash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just a line down him.
All right, I'm done again.
What are you suggesting? that she cut the line and the brakes on his motorcycle so he gets all scraped up?
No, I was just thinking about, like, you got all that. You got a whole sleeve.
I mean, it's a valid question. Or what if there's, like, a scar?
Yeah, it's, like, all black down his arm. If he gets road rash, it's just going to have, like, pink. black. I don't know. I was just thinking out loud.
It's tattoo like removal.
Carson's always there for you, though.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's a valid question.
Thank you, Carson.
Yeah, I mean, I think about really? That, too. Yeah,
yeah, hey, you think about it, too.
We
yeah.
grew really tight when you were gone.
I can tell. I can tell. Yeah, all right, it's
He's
a valid question.
Yeah. He's got my back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get the podcast there later today. What do you say we give away those Goo Goo Dolls tickets? I don't have a one sheet. Do you? One sheet. Hello? Hello? Schmidel?
I know what it is. I'll just tell you. Yeah, it's Goo Goo Dolls. Caller 19. What time? What number? what do we do?
I think we do 19.
I thought you do.
Yeah. Caller 19 right now. 303-22 Alice. Good luck there.
Go-Go's.
At the Red Rocks.
Yeah, they're going to be here like... I don't know.
In August.
2028
yeah, it's
or
August.
Something.
Yeah,
it's yeah. in August. Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Yep. I hope you win. These drones that are flying over New Jersey. The governor came out yesterday and he says he has no idea what they are. Here's what I don't understand. They're saying, and I know we've been talking about this. You guys were talking about it on Monday. We talked about it again yesterday. But they're saying they have no clue. Even the feds, even the FBI says no clue. I don't know if I'm buying this story anymore.
No, they know.
I think they
know.
They
gotta know.
They have to know.
Yeah.
How can you come out and say it has no, there's no harm that's expected to the public?
Yeah, the public shouldn't worry. You can't say that if you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And then they had yesterday, I guess there were postings of pictures. People with telescopes that had taken pictures. Of these flying objects that are up there. And they say they're orbs. What's an orb?
An orb is a light reflection, I believe, off of something.
Is it?
And floats around, yeah.
So it's not real?
I don't think so.
It's a sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sphere
and,
of light?
But uh-huh. it's from light.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So that means it would be nothing, right?
I don't blame people for being frustrated. Let me say most importantly right up front, we see no evidence.
What exactly is that?
My sister's favorite movie, but I forgot what it's
what
called.
Movie is it?
It's with
Close
this...
Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah.
See, they're aliens.
I don't blame people for being frustrated. Let me say most importantly right up front, we see no evidence, and I say we, this includes Homeland Security, FBI, Secret Service, our state police, authorities at all levels of government. The most important point to say is we don't see any concern for public safety. That's number one. Number two, having said that, it's really frustrating that we don't have more answers as to where they're coming from and why they're doing what they're doing. I would just ask folks to continue to let the FBI or their local law enforcement know when they see something, and we'll continue to do everything we can with our federal partners to get clearer
answers.
I will
say this, whatever it is that's up there.
Oh,
what are you doing?
This is the music.
Oh, from the from the movie?
Yeah.
That's them communicating back and forth.
You've heard six quavers, then pause. She sent us four quavers, a group of five quavers, a group of four semi-quavers.
Wibbers.
Semi-wibbers. From Boston.
Semi-wibbers.
I feel like I gotta watch that movie now.
I know.
It's a good movie.
Is it in black and white?
No. Oh, it's a Steven Spielberg, though.
I know it's just really, really old because I just remember being like not even understanding what was going on.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good movie, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do say that alien life, whatever it is, it's far smarter than we are. I don't think so. Or they wouldn't have picked New Jersey, okay?
Yeah, there's why better, are they visiting Jersey?
States. I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it. There's nothing in New Jersey.
I would
nothing
go to Hawaii,
good
I'd
even
go to
comes
Florida.
From New Jersey.
No, yeah. I guarantee you they hid something way, way long ago before humans were around. They hid something in the earth. Like
In Jersey? They hid something?
And it's buried in Jersey.
Like my squirrels do with their nuts?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And they're coming back because they want to, they're like, all right, we kind of need that now, so we got to take it back.
Yeah.
Carson, is Spadil selling you weed? I feel like you might be a customer.
No, I'm telling you, man. They weren't telling us about Area 51. They're still not telling us about it. Look, this is what's going on.
It is suspicious. I will say that. I don't know what the hell's going on. And I don't know what to believe. I don't know if videos that I'm seeing of all over the world of flying objects. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what's AI. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Exactly.
But I don't think it's aliens. But I don't know what it is.
It's bizarre is what it is. It's bizarre. But, I mean, if it is China or whatever, we literally, you guys, sat here and watched a white balloon with all kinds of equipment, surveillance equipment, and we're like, I don't know what the hell
that is. It took us days to do anything about it.
Yeah, but that was only days. This has been going on for 2 weeks now.
I know, but it was too many days.
I know,
okay.
Yeah, but 2 weeks.
You should have dealt with that like a matter of hours.
Yeah, and at this point, the Chinese are like, these people are so lazy, they won't care. They'll just fly around with our, you know, our drones. It'll take them a while.
I think it is a foreign country.
I really do. Yeah,
I think it's something up to do with spies.
Yeah, for See, sure.
It almost has to be.
You're playing right into the Martians' hands, man. That's what they want you to think.
Spinell, stop selling him, Wade. Please. Please. BJ and Jamie. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Thank you. Thank you to all the people that participated in the Giving Tree this year, 2024. What a year. And they went quick, too. The families were adopted very quickly.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Shmadel, you did an incredible job, man.
You did.
You really did. You did. I mean, you took this thing and ran with it from the very beginning because we don't have a promotions director right now.
Yeah,
right.
Mark left us.
And so we were kind of on an island, or Spadil was, and took care of it within a few days.
The adopters made it really easy, man. A lot of them reapply year to year, so it's easy to just know, like, hey, this person kills it when they do the adopting thing, and then I just, you know, call them up and... Yeah, our listeners are awesome.
Yeah, and it all worked out. Everybody's adopted. Everything's set to go, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You missed it, though. You missed the drama that was.
What drama?
That somehow people, well, one person said that that I only put all my friends on the tree.
Oh, yeah, that was a whole
thing.
That
you do?
I put all my, apparently.
Did you know anybody that was on the tree?
Of course not.
No.
I don't know anybody.
We've never known anyone on the tree.
I've never known anybody on the tree.
No.
And it was bizarre.
I'll give you a secret, though. Actually, we're lying. We show up to this thing, and every family that's there comes up to Jamie and says, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
And then they hand me a hundy.
Yeah, they give her $100. It's all an inside job.
Yeah,
it's all kickbacks.
Who would have thought that?
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I ended up blocking her. She went after me so hard because all I did is I posted a picture of Schmidl and Carson thanking them for all their hard work and stuff while you were gone. And then she's like, and it was at me. It wasn't even you. It's just like, Jamie didn't pick my family or my friend's family. She only picks her own friends' families. I'm like, what? I was thanking these two guys for working so hard, and somehow it turns against me.
Yeah.
I love the internet.
Yeah, if that was the case, I mean, that's so illegal.
Well, of course.
You can't do it. I wouldn't do it anyway.
Well,
you know?
I mean, let me.
Morally, everything.
And that's the thing, is I was gonna help that woman on the side, and I told them this story already. I was going to help her on the side and just do it on the down low, you know, give her some money or whatever. But then she started attacking my son. I was like, wait, how did a picture of Carson and Schmidl now go against my kid?
Yeah, she was like, wasn't your son on the tree?
The Giving Tree is a wonderful thing.
Exactly.
We don't need to go dark with it,
okay? God,
don't
so
get ugly.
Bizarre.
Don't get ugly.
The internet is weird, isn't it?
It is.
It's so bizarre.
Thank you to our sponsor, Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Want to make sure we mention all these people because they give gift cards. When we get down there to do this event at Dave & Buster's, they give out gift cards that these families can use. As well as Dave and Buster's doing the game room and everything.
Yeah.
So we have Longmont Dairy. We have Steel Bros Heating and Air. Ranky Brothers, they supply the Santa suits, Mrs. Santa and all that. So thank you to all the sponsors. You guys do a great job.
And I heard a little secret.
What's that?
I heard that Santa is going to make an appearance.
I talked to him yesterday. He said he's going to be there.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
I heard that Santa's extra large this year.
No, he's not. He's on semi-glutide.
Yeah. Well, I hear it's not working.
Wow.
Yeah. Doesn't that suck, though? I mean,
oh
if you're
God,
a human being. Now, listen. If you're a human being and you've been on semi-glutide for the past six months, December rolls around and people look at you and say, can you play Santa Claus this year? Isn't that an insult?
Okay.
I mean, think about that.
No.
What an insult.
Okay, listen. That is not nice. And we know who you're talking about. And he knows who you're talking about. So,
but think about it. I'm not the one that suggested him. You did.
Well, he played it last year.
Yeah, but he's been on semi-glutide for 6 months. He was up last year. That's my point.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of a story. Can I tell you this? So yesterday, I had brunch, and then I had lunch, and then I was starving, right? Because you don't eat at those things.
No, you're just talking the entire time.
Yeah, so I'm starving. So I went to this little place that I know of, whatever, and some of my friends met me there, and we were talking, and she's like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you for a while. You've lost a lot of weight. And I'm like, and then her husband said to me, how did you do it? And I said, well, quote unquote, I cheated. I take the shot, right? And so he walks away to talk to another table. And she's like, how do I get him on it?
Wow.
She's like, I just can't stand his belly. She's like, it just flops on me all the time. Oh, and I'm like, whoa.
Wait a minute. Lisa, was that your lunch? She didn't tell me she went to lunch with you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie. I feel like you're bragging.
Oh, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're a socialite.
No, I'm not a socialite.
Yes, you are. You become highfalutin, and here I am. I'm stuck here in my little neighborhood, and I got nothing going on. And you've got all these parties, these ornament exchanges. You're probably going behind the gates, aren't you?
What was
in
that
the
wiggle?
Community. Yeah.
Wait, what was that wiggle?
Because I know.
What is
I know
wait,
how you socialites
on.
Act.
Hold on. Hand what? On hip wiggle? What is that?
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. So
no, I was just saying, like, everybody feels this way. You get overwhelmed, and like, it's already the 11th, right? And it's just, I feel like, and I know we've talked about this every year about this time, but it just all comes at once, and everybody's planning parties, and you know, like, I gotta get an ornament. Although Schmidl has an ornament for me.
What?
Because I have to go to an ornament party, and he's like,
"You have an ornament?"
Yeah, I have a whole box of them. Yeah, when we were
where'd you get them?
When we were moving, we found this giant box of ornaments in my basement. My uncle used to work for a place called May DNF, which was a department store here in Denver, and they eventually got bought by Macy's. But we have all these gift with purchase ornaments from like 1985, and
no
I have
kidding.
Like 60 of them,
vintage,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, uh-huh. Vintage. And I was like, I'll take one to do at the ornament exchange.
I mean, no one else will bring that.
Yeah, and the thing is, they might be like, you know, they might be worth something. They're
antique. Could be.
Uh-huh. Well, he said the paint's peeling off of them.
They're cracked. Oh, yeah. They're a little cracked. Yeah, they're dry. Yeah.
No kidding. You just found these.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah.
All right, well, now she's got an ornament to take
so
with
So do you want to come to the ornament exchange so you feel included?
No, I don't feel like that. I'm invited by the person that's throwing the party. I feel like I'm just kind of a side, you know, kind
you're
of
that.
What do they call it? Yes. Side dish.
Fourth wheel.
Yeah. Fourth wheel. You can call it that if you want to.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But I mean,
I just don't have those type of activities to go to.
But you're
nobody
a guy.
Invites me
you're
to
a
those.
Guy. I bet your wife does. Like
maybe.
Men aren't 100%. Those. Yeah, men aren't those guys like, hey, let's get together for an ornament.
Yeah, an ornament exchange.
Yeah, like that's not like on a man's like list of things to do.
No.
Bree's got two ornament exchanges herself that she has to go to.
Yeah. And does she do nice ornaments? Like I've done this before, but I gave them Taylor Swift ornament.
Like last year she did, she put a little, she made her own, but so she got a kit at, yeah. But it was super easy. All she did was put a little like Grinch, I don't know what you'd call
make your own.
Yeah, like she did Grinch pubes in the ornament.
Pubes?
Yeah. Like they were Grinch. I don't even know what they call you. It's like it's
pubic
not like
hair.
No, but it wasn't like hair. It was
like it's like fur?
Stencil, almost like stencil
fur.
In the ornament.
Was it fur? Yeah, they were furry ornaments made out of pubes.
Yeah, because I don't know if the Grinch has pubes. He might have fur.
Yeah,
I'm so confused by this story.
I don't get it either. We'll just leave it where it's at. How about that?
I asked her what she was making, so that's what she told
me. She said Grinch pubes.
Grinch pubes.
All right, well, okay, I'm going to, that'll be a hard pass on that one.
You didn't think at any point she was BSing you when she said Grinch pubes?
No, I was like, okay.
You bought it.
I mean, I don't
even
get this.
I don't know what
you
make when you make an ornament.
I think Bree would tell it better.
Yeah, I do too.
It said Grinch pubes. I think I got a picture somewhere of it. I'm going to show you.
All right, show us. Show us. Listen, I thought a Taylor Swift ornament was kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool. I don't know what you take to something like, well, obviously I wouldn't go, but, I mean, do you take something that's fancy, something that's really serious?
Apparently you take Cringe pubes.
Well, they go to different parties.
Hey, hold on. She sent me a picture of it.
Part of the, she did?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
I feel like they're part of the White Rock Club.
Let me see.
Yeah, they're in the neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Cringe pubes.
Okay. All right.
It's a thing. It's
a thing. So you know how you buy those empty glass ball ornaments and you can open up the top and you can put stuff in it?
You can fill it with whatever you want.
So what she did is she used green tinsel and put it in there and then painted on the outside Grinch pubes.
Thank you. Validated.
And you're raising a kid in this environment?
Hell yeah!
I think social services should be at your house today. Knock it on the door. If your wife's doing this in front of children. That's not even right. Oh, holy moly.
Right?
I will tell you, we've reached that phase at my house. And I don't know if anybody else has this rule or not, but neither one of us, myself or Lisa, are allowed to look at the bank account or Amazon for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yesterday was our day to put that policy into effect.
Do you think she follows it?
No.
Yeah. No. That's why I was telling you, get off of that site and buy it through the actual company.
I did.
Okay, good.
I did. I didn't go that route. But you still have to use the bank account.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
I forget about you married people.
You've got the bank account that you share. So you could
buy a gift card and then pay for it with the gift card.
Oh, sneaky.
Yeah.
He's had an affair before. No.
I'm not that much into Christmas.
But that is smart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine that. You came up with that.
I know. I mean, that is totally something an affair dude would do.
Is that the way you do it with your uncle?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Tis the season, right?
BJ and Jamie.
So, Jamie, I thought we'd play these 911 calls. These are the Joe Burrow things out of Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Explain to everybody what's going on. It's a little convoluted.
It's weird.
It's
very weird. All right. The quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, his name is Joe Burrows. And the guy is worth millions of dollars because he is a very good quarterback. And he's got a $7 million mansion. Monday night, he was playing Monday Night Football. Somebody broke into his house, much like with the Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. They were robbed. I think it was a Sunday Night Football game. They were robbed, all right?
Right, correct.
Now, they're not saying what was taken from the house, but from what I understand, he's got a longtime girlfriend. I don't know if he still does or not.
Oh, he doesn't now.
Yeah.
If he does, he's busted. This burglary has busted him because, according to the story, there's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model that lives at his house that he's hired.
And it might be really extra confusing because both of these girls' names is Olivia.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the Sports Illustrated girl, though, that she says that she is living there. And then when the police came and they took a report, she says, no, I'm working for him.
Yeah.
So it gets really weird.
Although I like the Olivia thing because, you know, if I had like a fiance and then I had a girlfriend and they're both named Connie.
Yeah. Connie.
Yeah, I wouldn't mix up the names. You know what I mean?
Never had
Connie.
Yeah.
Connie. Yeah. Connie. Yeah. Connie.
Yeah, I did that once.
Right.
Right. I called Fancy Pants my husband's name.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Did not go over well.
No, that's why two Connies work for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
So these Olivias, that's a pretty good move on Joe Burrow. He's a smart dude. You can tell already. All right. So this is the 911 call of the Sports Illustrated model that he's hired that's at his house because somebody has broken in.
Someone broke into my house. There's a car outside across the street, and I don't know if it's there. And they just got out of their car.
Oh, that's... No, there's something wrong. Who are you? Oh, yeah. He said...
Are you security?
Do you know, is that an officer?
Are you sure? What's your name? He says Dan Carter.
Somebody broke in.
Okay, yeah, it looks like we have him doing security there.
This is the weirdest 911 call I've ever heard in my life.
Right?
And they're talking over each other. Neither one has said what's going on.
And she says, at my house.
Yep.
She did say my house.
Can you please send other people? It's like completely messed up.
I just dropped her off.
Thank you. Okay, yes, can they please send more people?
Yeah, I have an officer being dispatched out there and letting them know.
Okay, thank you.
I have a call on the line. She says someone broke into the home, and there's a female there home alone. So she's requesting assistance. I can conference her in for any additional information.
Okay. We have a security detail there. Go ahead.
Okay, it's in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's Anderson Township. It's part of Cincinnati.
Yep, yep. I used to live
you
there.
You dumbass.
I used to live in Anderson Township.
Wasn't that like a just a like a given dumbass right there at the
yeah,
end?
Yeah, sounds like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Condescending.
I lived in that neighborhood.
I heard, yeah.
Not in a $7 million home.
Yeah, I heard. You.
When Joe move in? It gets even more.
Where'd you move? Where'd you live?
Anderson.
Really?
Township.
Wow. Whoa.
Outside of Cincinnati,
Ohio.
Oh, my God,
Ohio. It's like you're involved in the yeah. story.
It does now. I wasn't until I heard that.
Yeah.
Now it's like my neighbor got broken into.
Wow,
there's
crooks
in the
crazy.
Neighborhood.
Where is it again?
Anderson
no!
Township, outside of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, my God.
Yep,
it could have been you.
Yeah. Ohio.
Ohio?
Right across the river.
My God, you were this close.
Will you stop? How does the mother of the Sports Illustrated model get involved?
I guess before, well, I don't know the exact timeline, but before she called 911, she let her mom know that this break-in was happening, and they both called 911 at the same time.
You know, after hearing the other one, I don't think I want to hear mom.
Oh, come on.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, someone is trying to break into the house right now. My daughter is there. This is Joe Burrow's house. She is staying there. He's at the football game. She's wondering what she should do, if she should be hiding or if she should be going outside. I believe
okay.
she's on the phone with someone there as well, but I'm not sure.
I will say the mom sounds more sensible.
She does.
Yeah. She's to the point.
Yeah.
Whereas the girl at the house, she's kind of a woohoo.
Well, we actually have police officers there, and she's at the residence right now. I will go ahead and I will get somebody, I'll give her a call, but like I said, we've got officers in the area, so let them swing by there, okay?
Okay. Is someone there right now, or you don't know?
Yes, we've got an officer stationed there right now, so I'll have him come up to the actual, like,
the communication
door, okay?
is very poor between...
Okay, yes, please, okay. please hurry.
I mean, not with dispatch. I'm talking about the daughter obviously didn't tell her mom, like, oh, they got an officer here.
Yeah.
You know where here is? Anderson Township.
Is it in Anderson?
Outside of Cincinnati.
Oh,
I used
God.
To live there.
You live there.
It's my neighbor.
It could have been him.
Oh, my God.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Here's the thing.
It's not funny.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah, you are.
The thing is I was... No, because I'm going to save you. I'm helping you.
You're going to save me?
Yeah, because I don't feel like it's appropriate to post it at this moment because... Because I just posted about Douglas County Sheriff's Department, how much I respect them and love them and all that stuff. And I don't feel that Mary Asmus posted above that would be appropriate at this moment.
Yeah, that's what she said. Mary Asmus.
Do you want me to post something right now so you can post on top of it? That would be appropriate.
Just let the Douglas County Sheriff one just breathe for a little bit.
Okay.
And then post, and then I'll post Mary Asmus.
Okay.
Look, all right. You cannot use my image without my permission.
I only used your ass.
Well, that's my image. I got to prove it's my butt. But.
Right. So here's what happened. I have an ornament exchange. And coming up, and I don't know like what to do for this ornament exchange. You know, it's always because you don't know if people are going pretty and doing like real serious, like expensive Hallmark ones, which by the way, a Hallmark ornament can go for like $100. Or I don't know if we're doing funny. I feel like it's going to be like somewhere in the middle. Everybody will do a little different. So I was like, what can I do? Oh my God, that's right. BJ had that picture. Remember when you wore those uplifting butt tights?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, the TikTok leggings.
Yeah.
It was a bit. Yeah. It was just a one-day bit. Shoot a video. Everybody laughs. And then everything goes away.
Yeah.
Everything goes away, and it was fun.
Right.
Okay?
It was fun.
That's where it ends.
I'm going to keep the tradition alive, and which is, you know, your flat ass.
Yeah. Have a festive flat-ass Christmas, she says.
That day it was popping, though.
Oh, it was popping. It was poppin'. A little bit better than usual. And so that's why I bought him the Lulus that lift and
they're
stuff.
Lifters.
Yeah, oh, they lifted. It looked hot almost.
Jamie,
here's what I did.
It's a good joke inside the studio, but it does not need to be on an ornament on somebody's tree.
So I went to Amazon, and you can customize ceramic ornaments with pictures. So I zoomed in on his tight lifted butt. I mean, it's a beauty. And across the top of it says Mary Asmus. And even Schmidil, like, loved it.
Oh, my God. Schmidil was all about it.
It's one of the best things I've ever seen.
Shut up.
We should hang it up on our tree here at Alice.
Oh, I bought 10 of them.
Awesome. Oh, 10?
I'm the Oprah of Asmus.
I will go to HR.
It is
Wanda!
So
Wanda!
I hope that it turns out as perfect as it did on the preview.
Oh, my gosh. It looks amazing.
It does look amazing. Mary Asmus. Get it?
Yes, I get it.
That ornament's going to be... People will be fighting
I know,
over that ornament.
I know. I got one for everybody except for our HR lady. I even got one for Slacker to put on his tree.
Oh, oh no.
I thought everybody should share the joy of your ass.
Slacker's been begging for one of those. I've been holding him off.
I know.
No, Slacks.
You know what? I make dreams come true.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, so there
holidays.
It is. Okay. All right, some things to get to. First,
it is funny.
He's so over it. He's not even like... What?
Come on, Mary Asmus? Come on.
Who doesn't love a Mary Asmus?
Quit snorting. You're not allowed to snort on this show.
Sometimes I'm just so proud of my gifts. Oh my God. Between that and the feet pictures, God, I am nailing Christmas this year.
It's a weird Christmas.
All right, anyway. Last night on The Voice, it was the season finale. I forgot to tell you last time why I was so irritated about The Voice, right? Because then I went into, like, socks and I don't know, whole thing. Squirrel. But they did this skit, BJ. It was so dumb. So it was Snoop Dogg loves to eat candy during all of the shows, right? He just eats candy.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a bet they do?
I didn't know.
Or he just eats candy.
They told us that he eats candy. I didn't know it either.
I think that's a pot thing.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The munchies, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so they said that he has this special cabinet with all his snacks in it. And I guess somebody stole all his snacks. And so then they did a whole, oh my God, you guys, it was so lame. If you saw it, I know you agree with me. They did a whole thing where they were interrogating Michael Bublé. He ate his snacks and it was a black and white where they had the spotlight in his face. It was so dumb.
It's as dumb as Mary Asmus.
Well, that's clever.
That sounds so contrived.
It was contrived. It was stupid. It was a skit. But it was like...
I hate when they do that, too. When some TV shows pull something that you know is an absolute skit, and they're trying to sell you on this is real.
It's so dumb.
Well, because how long was the episode? Like 2 hours?
Yeah, it was 2 hours, and I think they had about 7 minutes that they didn't have anything to do.
See, that's what they do. America's Got Talent, they do the same thing every once in a while when they need filler, and it's getting down to the nitty-gritty with like a couple contestants left, and they have an hour show to do. They do like a Dunkin' break room with all the judges, and they just do something stupid like that.
It was so dumb. And I could even feel like, even Michael Bublé is like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
You know, because then they went back live to Snoop, and they're like, so did you think that Michael Bublé stole it? Oh, yeah, I know he stole it. That cat totally stole it. And Michael Bublé is like, why did we just do that? It looks so stupid.
You got to figure some people just do not like to play along with something like that, because they know it's dumb.
They
know it's dumb. It's all rigged.
He's too talented for that. But you know who was great, though, is this is kind of crazy to even say this out loud. Snoop and Sting together.
No kidding.
They sang together and it was good.
They have a song together.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
No kidding.
You would never guess.
Do we have it?
We can get it. But
yeah, we can pull it up.
It's Snoop and Sting and they sing like this song. I was like, how did that work out?
I thought it was going to be ridiculous, too. When I first saw the headline and pop out on YouTube, I was like, oh, what's this about? And I was a little skeptical, but then it got into it. I was like, this is actually really good.
I think Schmidel's busy because he's not looking it up.
I am.
Are you busy?
Yeah. I was talking to Pete
what are
at
you
the
doing?
Same time.
Who?
Pete.
Hey!
Oh, Pete's not supposed to be in there.
No,
that's
he's not.
See?
That's why I was telling him to get out.
We have a rule.
We do have a rule. All right, here it goes. Here it is. Encore, I'm not done. Is I one of one for my hood 2-1 risky business top gun dog back out on the morning run me and Dre red run
Bake a cake with these breadcrumbs on my mama, son of a gun. This for my people's up, just handle and procedures. Hear no, see no, speak no evil vision like that there's an ego. Yeah, hood star with war scars from breaking laws and beating charges. Top of charge, this thing is on. Stacey Adams on the blue carpet. Standing too close, you mess around.
Is that staying there?
He's playing the guitar.
Yeah.
He's not singing, though.
He will in a minute. Okay. He will in a minute.
Got you feeling good, don't you? Same dog, same odor. This is an iconic moment. Money on my mind. Oh, yeah, yeah. She about to come alive. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's right before your eyes.
Anyway, he gets it.
Where's Sting?
He went, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's killer.
How is it that Sting, he sings in it, we weren't at the right part. Oh. They sing together. Maybe right there. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
You that's so auto-tuned.
Can you not take away my joy?
Sorry.
I liked it. Okay?
It's killer. It's killer.
It is killer, right? It smash. No, it's what's that word?
Slaps.
Y'all? Yeah, it slaps.
Smash is a better word.
Look how hip I am. What's the word that you younger people use? What is the word you younger people? My son uses
it's
that
fire.
Word. It's fire and it slaps. Anyway, the thing is that how is it that Sting has stayed sexy since I was a teenager?
I don't know.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
He looks good. He
looks
really does.
Great, and he's still like sexy to me. Yeah. And I remember like being 13 and he was sexy, and now I'm not, and he's still 73.
Yeah, him and Martha, man, they just got it.
Holy crap, he's 73.
And Snoop crazy. Likes to hang out with the elderly, doesn't he? I mean, the dude's with Martha, now he's with Sting.
My Who's God, next? Right? Wow, I can't believe he's 73. Holy crapski. All right, anyway, so that happened last night, and there you go, tabloid trash.
That was a hell of a report there. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. Welcome.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. This deserves a shout-out, doesn't it?
This
man, oh, man.
This is unbelievable. See, this is why I love small towns.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing. So remember when I told you, like, there's just something about Arvada? It still has, like, kept its small-town feel to me. And when I go to Arvada, I always go to the little shops along there. And I'm just like, I love how it feels. And I love shopping there for Christmas and stuff. And so I mentioned that. And then all of a sudden, next thing I know, old Jean over there. She's not old, but Jean Gordon, she's become a friend of mine. And she's like, why don't you guys do a bar bingo? And I was like, that would be awesome. So we're working on getting a bar bingo in Arvada, which I think would be fantastic, right?
Yep.
And then she sent all these gifts for us that is like out of control.
It's unreal.
Let me name some of the Arvada businesses up there that has put little gifts in here for us. Scrumptions Ice Cream, Odyssey Beer Works, Red Solo Coffee Roasters, Schoolhouse Kitchen, Mermaid Walking Boutique.
By the way, love Mermaid Walking Boutique. If you ever, I know you're not a boutique guy, but if you ever want like a cute little something, go there.
No kidding.
Big fan.
Big fan.
I bet you Lisa would love something from there.
Mermaid Walking. All right. Is it Walkley?
Walking. Yeah.
It's Mermaid Walking, right?
Boutique. Yeah.
Kneaders Bakery. Right?
Yep. Love Deers.
And Snooze. Snooze with free pancakes. Man, oh, man.
Also, did you mention the Army-Navy surplus store?
I think everyone's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've got different ones.
Because the Army-Navy surplus store, I always feel like that's a great place to get some kind of off the... cuff kind of
I love those places. I love those places. I go in there and I can stay in there forever looking at stuff.
It
looks so cool. I always feel like, though, if I buy something with the Army on it or Navy or whatever,
stealing
I feel like a
valor.
Poser.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But I love the merchandise.
No, I. And Schmidl, I was going to have Jean on the air. Where is she? Schmidl?
We were supposed to. I can call her right now. Yeah.
No, maybe for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank her for the gifts.
Remember when he did this with Colorado Candy Company? He just sent him home.
Why is it you don't like the people we love?
Got a whole gift bag.
Awesome stuff.
He likes you, Gene. I'm just kidding. He's a little scattered. That's all. It takes a while.
Hey, if they're coming by, make sure that we'll put them on the air because we love them.
Yeah.
And then I said, so where are they?
Yeah.
Well, but I just opened up my door, and then our big boss, Micah, was just putting the presents down.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So not your fault.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll go with that.
No, it's your fault, pal.
He's too distracted with going through everything.
I know.
What do you mean it's not your fault? You're the host of this program.
Oh, my God. So I'm excited. Hopefully
That's
we can,
really cool.
we can put together a bar bingo in Arvada. That would be awesome.
I'll tell you, that little shopping area they put together up there,
I know.
And with bar to bar, that area is really cool.
Well, it's my towns are like my jam because of how I grew up in a small town. And even though Arvada is large, I understand, but that area just feels like home.
It does.
Yeah. So
yeah, and they've got that little district there. They've got that one street they close off for, you know, weekends and stuff like that. It's really cool. But thank you.
So they have a skating rink too?
Yeah, they have a skating rink, outdoor skating rink. They got carriage rides. They're doing all kinds of stuff during the holidays.
All right, Arvada.
It says Saturdays with Santa featuring a holiday market with 100-plus vendors, two holiday pop-up bars. I'm a fan. Wreath ornament and cookie making workshops, dozens of restaurants, boutiques, galleries, and Old Town Art. Well, that's why Old Town Arvada.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
All right. Thank it you says again. Happy holidays from Gene Gordon. Visit Arvada.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. Do what? What are you talking about? Can I ask you a question?
I'm adding up how much I spent on you. So what's that?
So Christmas? Right now we're at 324.
That's how much I spent on you.
So you got to match that.
What, hang on a second.
Okay, all right.
For our Christmas gifts here in the studio?
Yeah, for you.
We're supposed to do goofy stuff.
I didn't get that memo.
324.
I always get you nice stuff.
Jamie
for 1 year.
Always goes out for all
of
us.
Yeah, remember?
You know that.
And then you're like, why did he get a Yeti thing and I got pickleball crap?
Yeah, you were real sour
And
about
a
that.
Really bad metal detector.
I did get hosed that year.
You were sour.
Yeah. You got a great cooler.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but you got a great ice maker. That was not cheap.
That is true.
By the way, I've used that metal detector.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Frog loves it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, me and him, we get out in the yard. We don't find anything, but he doesn't care. Every now and then, I'll go out before him and throw down a couple of nails.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, just so we can find something.
I know, but what if he doesn't find them?
And then you step on them.
Well, I never thought of that.
It's like when my dad made us dive at the bottom of the lake. He'd pretend to take out the spark plug out of the engine, out of the Evinrude, and he'd throw it in. He's like, hey, you girls, if you don't dive to the bottom of the lake, we're not going home. It's terrifying.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use that little metal detector. Yeah. I love that thing, man. I love it.
All right, so that's how much I've spent on you.
$324. $324.
No, $324. $324.
$324.
Spadell!
What's up?
Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Don't we have a cap?
Last 2 years, it was $45.
It was?
That's what
was
I thought.
Yeah,
$45 cap.
I give you $1,000 every year.
I know.
Jamie never...
It was...
No.
It was
no.
more like BJ was like, I'm only going to spend $45.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then the rest of us bought nice stuff for each
Actually,
other.
You know what? I think all of us spend way more, and then he's always
then
the one
he's
that
always the one
he,
that,
yeah,
he's
45
always
bucks.
One that cheaps out.
And that's the way it should be. And I say should be another year of that.
Because I say every year, right? Yeah. Every year I say this. You have more income coming into your home than any of
us. Yes, right.
100%. Because Lisa makes great money.
Right.
You make great money.
Yeah.
And there's... Your income is, take home is more than all of us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, come on, man. My rent got doubled this year.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I hope you win the lottery. I do.
Oh, he's going to get you scratched.
Let me tell you, why is it, I mean, when we turn on the microphones here in the studio, we're not bad at it. I mean, we're not the best, but we're not bad. When it comes to shooting videos... The absolute worst.
Oh, my God.
Guys, we have to shoot a video after the show today for the Colorado Lottery, okay?
Yeah.
Because we're going to be giving away tickets next week. 8 o'clock, by the way, 8 o'clock next week. Your chance to win tickets. It's $100 in tickets, right?
Well, you need to listen to us every day at 8 a.m. this week for your shot at winning.
She's reading from the script. All right.
There's a sneak peek of the video right there.
She's practicing for the video that we're about. But why is it that we freeze up on video? We're terrible at video.
We are the worst.
I mean, the microphones do not scare us. I mean, you can leave these suckers on all day, and we're fine with it. We can roll with it. But for some reason, when that camera's rolling.
Because,
we have a problem.
Because I'll tell you why. Because, being an SAG actress, We can just sit here and BS, right? But when you're in front of a camera, you have to think about your hand, where your hands are, you know, how you're smiling. You have to think about where your legs are, your foot, you know, like you have to think about your body.
Yeah, because if you're doing something weird, people are like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
But a camera makes my memory go away. That's my problem. When the camera starts rolling, it's like,
Not me. And here is your chance to win $100 worth of them. $50 for you and $50 to share with someone special.
Yeah. Five exciting ways to win. You got $1, $2, $5, $10, and $20.
You're terrible on radio doing it. Yeah, the video thing is really difficult for us for some reason. But yeah, we do have a chance for you to win coming up next week. You can scratch and win. Scratch and win.
Except for don't, like I told everybody yesterday, do not pull up in a park and scratch them in your lap.
No.
Yeah.
You'll get arrested.
Yeah. No one can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, I'm over people on the internet.
Oh, what's wrong?
Well, you know how everything goes bad when it's a post, right?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're a jokester. Everybody thinks they're funny. So this morning on X, I shared a story, actually. And here's the headline. And then I'll tell you what the guy's name, Scott, what he had to say.
Okay. All right.
Scientists predict a 60% chance of radio blackouts today because of sun solar flares.
Whoa. He said, can only imagine.
Bad it wasn't between 6 and 10 a.m. this morning. Oh, shut up, Scott. Everybody's a jokester, aren't they?
They really are. They really are. Oh, Lord.
And I think that's it for today.
It is. I mean, I can't believe it's already the 11th.
You got another party today?
I do not. Thank God I don't have a party today. I mean, not that I didn't love the parties I went to. I did. I appreciate everybody. No, but my son's coming in tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
So it's time to, like, make it all, like, you know, get groceries and stuff.
Yeah.
Festive. Everything's got to be ready to go.
Well, you are a social butterfly, but
I am.
Yeah. You and Spadil.
Yeah. Hey, here's... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to do it.
What?
No,
what?
I was... just keep going.
By the way, a quick little shout out once again to Arvada, to Jean.
Yes.
No kidding, Jean.
Unbelievable gift packages
Old
she sent
Town
to the studio.
Old Town Arvada kicks ass.
And look,
you guys should go shopping there.
You people in Westminster, Broomfield, and all those places, if you're not getting the hint right now, you send us something.
No, you got to take notes.
We will suck up to you like you won't believe. Visit Arvada. Visit Broomfield.
Oh, my God.
Present Centennial. You know, we'll go on and on.
Although I will tell you, it was almost uncomfortable for a second because I'm going to wear the sweater that I got from them. From Old Town Arvada, and it says Mary, and it's cute. I almost took my shirt off in front of you guys to change out my shirt.
Yeah.
Man, that would have been.
It was a close call.
So
would have been cool.
That tells me that I am not attracted to you two at all.
At all.
So, just so your wives
close,
know.
It was close, folks. It was close. I saw it coming.
If I'm willing to just...
And BJ didn't say anything. He was like, don't stop.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Oh, wow. Look at Jenny. Spadil, you weren't in here.
Oh, God.
I would have called you in, buddy. Yeah. I'm your friend.
Again.
Spadil, hurry. Get in here.
Not attracted to anybody. Just going to take your shirt off.
All right. You guys have a great day. Enjoy your Wednesday. 2 weeks from today. Christmas Day.
Crazy,
2 weeks away, guys.
Excited.
I will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.